Bhagwan in this world for times, since times immemorial. We are in the cycle of birth and death, keep on taking birth and again dying. So many distresses we have to go through. We see that hundreds of thousands of people are dying every day. Hundreds and thousands of people are suffering every day, we see. Then also, we do not become renounced from this world. This is the astonishing act of Maya. This is called Bhavsagar, the material ocean. English.
You are taking what? You are spending days, old days, so many ropes. Yes. Testing all these things. But by the influence of Maya, we want to let go into the heavy. Like ships, dragons and other things. But they don't know anyone in this world could let the heavy. Very careful. Can you tell that what is our sagar? Our sagar. What is our sagar? Our sagar kya hai? My thing. Whatever the goal.
material ocean of close index. So merciful on Capel. So merciful. I am flushing. I don't know about him.
Means to be Varga. First, stands for operation, hard work. First, stands for aim. That means form. That in this world, one will have to work so hard that you are falling at the nail. Third, stands for pride and fear. And first, stands for death. So this is the entire story of this world for Varga. So one should try for Apa Varga to be liberated from this world. Yet, any attempt of the living being to become free from this world will fail. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated as man. Therefore, Guru Prabhadesha, Jigyashu Sram Bhutamam. One should approach a qualified guru and inquire from him how to become free from our role. This should be so mature. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is very merciful. This human form is rare. But anyhow, he has given. Why he is given? Not for his wealth. When you are horse, pig, dog, you are enough test all this in wealth. His human life is only for to realize who am I and who is Krishna. And for Krishna consciousness. So please do not forget. Don't go to work of worldly enjoyment. Daily I withdraw from this thing. I have realized this is very low achievement. So please do all proudly realize and engage in all senses in Krishna consciousness. And be always with sadhu. They can protect us. If you have done any offense to Vaishnavas, oh, then this sex desire and ambition to mercy and charity will come. So, only sadhu sam can say, don't go beyond that. That is the first thing. This is the object of this. That way, I have called all. But anyhow, to maintain life and give your whole energy to Krishna consciousness. After this, there is no shortage that what will be the turkey, monkey, hawk, pig, what you will see. So, try to realize these things. Give your whole attention to the sense of engaging in Krishna consciousness and your class. You have to sit up to them for some reason, that's all. To Pansit Mara. Gopinath Paramananda, Arsit Gopinath Sankani, your Sharam Sutasitra, Yugasatami Vajasa Jain Shiva. Shira Sukhya Goswami is telling Pansit Mara. Govinda ki darshan se
by the darshan of Govind gopis achieve unlimited bliss when at the time of chastisement of Kaliya the snake he liberated Kaliya and then nearby in the forest he stayed in the night in the forest. He didn't go home that night. At that time and then Kansas, some messengers, they burned the forest around Krishna, and that time Krishna. He made everybody close the eyes and he drank all this fire. Then after the night, when he returned back home in the morning, then these gopis, seeing Krishna, they became very overjoyed. They experienced lot of joy. Without his darshan, the gopis, a single second for them is like millions of yogas, hundreds of yogas. We have left our homes, families, come here. We're chanting Hari now. We are living in association of sadhus. But till night, till now, we have not been able to develop such anurag towards Krishna. Do you ever realize this? Do you ever feel this lacking in your life? Ask your mind that, are you feeling bad about this ever? If you are married, a second you are away from your wife, it seems like that, oh, so many years you are not with her. Try to understand. If the son goes away from the parents in the night, he doesn't come back. And the mother, father, how do they feel? They feel so much, they suffer so much. Whom you love, only in their separation you feel suffering. So, we have heard from the Vaishnavas that Krishna is our worshipable. From him we have come here. We left our homes. How much separation do we feel from them? Think. Our prem, is it attachment? Our attachment is towards the material world, the people of the material world, or towards Guru and Vaishnava? Think and measure it on a scale. Then, leave all those things. Just like the gopis, they had darshan of Krishna. After having darshan, when Krishna goes to graze the cows, then for them, for 1 second also, is like hundreds of yogas. The gopis themselves said, oh Krishna, when you go away for cow grazing, all the gopis are staying together. Krishna is not there. They are crying in separation. When you go away for cow grazing, that time, we, for us, 1 second is like hundreds of years. And in your meeting, when we meet you, then, Brahma's night also seems, our millions and millions of years are spent like a second. If we don't have so much, maybe experience, realization, at least little we should think that, oh, how do I maintain this life? Useless life, you know? Narottamdas Thakur says, we should have this realization. What we are trying for, what we have, we should think, have we progressed on that path or no? Translation. Thank you.
hearing Bhagavan, since time without beginning, the jiva, free entity, has been moving in the cycle of birth and death. Even though we are experiencing that every day hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and every day people are suffering from many varieties of injuries, still we are so unfortunate that we are not developing detachment from this world. Just see the influence of the illusory potency called man. Therefore, in Brihad Bhagavatam, continuing. By the darshan of Krishna, the gopi self, Paramananda, complete ecstasy. Therefore, the night after the deliverance of Kalya and Kaliyaraj, all the Vrishvasi slept in the forest. During the night, one of Kamsa's servants came and made a fire around the Vrishvasi. It quickly blazed into a huge torrential forest fire. That time Krishna had the Vrishvasi close their eyes and he drank the forest fire. The next morning, the gopis, when they had darshan of Krishna, they experienced unlimited Paramananda. So the gopis, 1 second without Krishna, appeared like hundreds of thousands of years. Therefore, Guru says again and again, we should measure within our mind what is our present situation. Even we have left our houses, parents, wives, friends, we are chanting Harinam, we are in the association of studies, but still, we have not developed that anurag or that attachment to Krishna. For the last, we are not feeling any unhappiness with it. If someone goes and marries, then if the wife is away, for 1 second without her, that will appear like hundreds of years. When the son does not come home, that night for the mother and father is like hundreds of years. Therefore, to that degree we have developed loving relation or presence towards someone, then to that same degree we will feel the yoke or separation. The Prabhupada says, we have heard from our opinions from the Vaishnavas that Krishna is our Anadidev or worshipful Lord. But we should measure within our own minds how much separation we have developed towards him. How much separation we feel and how much love we feel for Guru, for Gurudev, for the Vaishnavas, and for Krishna. And how much we have given our hearts to materialistic pleasure. The gopis have left everything for Krishna's service. Therefore, when Krishna goes calibrating, the gopis stay and the gopis eat. Trick you guys, 1 second without gopis is like many, many yugas. 1 second appears like hundreds of thousands of years. And what is their situation in meeting? In Rasleela, that Rasleela was one night of Brahma, actually gave them millions of years. But for the gopis, that millions of years passed like 1 second. Therefore, Sri Narasam Dasakura says, Kinaate Pranati Sukaratya. For what happiness am I maintaining my life? Therefore, we should take a measurement in our heart how much we have developed separation. To that much degree we develop separation, then to that degree our margin has decreased.
Padmanastha. Padanapa. Sarkishimta Padastika. Sarkunati Jeeva Gayantu. Natma Dara. Rakhina means Krishna.
When Krishna. He disappeared from the rasa dance. The gopis became very distressed. And they tried to search Krishna all around. Even though they could not find him, then again. Till they could, they tried to search for him. Then they began to think, Krishna. He has entered the dark forest. Oh, pebbles and thorns will be pricking his feet. He will suffer so much from these thorns. He should not go back home. Tanmanastha means thinking about the qualities of Krishna, meditating on them, they became tadatmya with Krishna and his qualities.
For
everything else. They have a body of their own, they have a door, they have relatives, they have come from the home, nothing they remember. If you say, if they could not search Krishna, they should have gone back home. They don't even remember that they have a home. That where is my home? I have a body of my own. And Krishna disappeared. This was something very merciless that he behaved towards them. But still they are meditating on Krishna's qualities and describing his qualities, singing about his qualities, and became absorbed. Krishna is very merciless. He is ungrateful. He has left us alone. We left our homes, household, and our dharma also. Our proper etiquette, social etiquette also we left. No, he is very merciless. But he is very generous. He is very full of quality, so beautiful, so handsome, so grateful, etc. They remembered how he was singing, how he was putting his hands on his shoulders, and he was putting, embracing with both hands at the time of Rasa dance. They remembered. Now they became totally absorbed in him and began to sing, chant his glories. They don't have any remembrances of their home, household, family members. Whatever their efforts were, for whom? For what? Just for Krishna. They never were trying for this material world or for their feeding, for their meals, nothing. We also should try. Our efforts also. First of all, you should try to please Gurudev. Shuddha Uttam Rasik Param Vaishnav who are for them. Then this your service attitude they will take and offer to Radha and Krishna. You should try right from now. Don't try for material sense objects. Just like without trying, you achieve all distress. Like this, happiness will also come. Your life will be maintained. Do not worry. Just become absorbed, meditate on Krishna only. You will get many things in this life, even after death you will get so many things, but this chance of Hari Bhajan you will not get. That time, they are making a garland of flowers for Krishna, they are making a bed of flower petals. Whatever they are doing in their home or outside of home, they are nothing. They are caring about themselves. Even if they were decorating themselves, putting mascara in their eyes, nice ornaments they are wearing. Why? That Krishna will become happy when he sees them. Nothing for themselves. When Krishna went away to Mathura, Dwaraka, then they forgot to decorate themselves. They forgot to eat also. Everything they forgot. Day and night thinking about him. This is the moods of the gopis. We should also try to achieve such moods. A little. Whatever our efforts are, should be for Krishna. For Radhaji. First of all for Gurudev. After that for Radha and Krishna.
When Sri Krishna disappeared from the Rasa-lila, the gopis became like savages, and they searched everywhere for Krishna. In all places they were illuminated by the moonlight, the gopis searched for him there, but they could not find him. The gopis considered that Krishna must have entered into the dark forest, which was escaped from us. In that dark forest there are many thorns that will prick him, send a beast. thinking of that because his experience is limited on happiness. Sarvanatka Allah for searching places for Africa. And Allah feeling separation from Krishna, they became sadastic with him. They became oneness with him in feeling. They think, shall we go home now? We have not found Krishna. No. They have even forgotten where are our homes. They have forgotten we have a body. They have forgotten everything in separation from Krishna. Even though we're thinking Krishna is very cruel, he is ungrateful. We have given up everything for him, including chastity of a woman, Adhya Dharma, religious propensity. We've given up all these for him and he has left us. How ungrateful he is. Then the gopis also become exalted, remembering his other qualities, like his kindness, his generosity, and his mercy. And keeping one hand on one another. And becoming absorbed, they remember their meeting with Krishna. Having kept one hand upon another and began to dance, they remembered that meeting. In their separation from Krishna, they forgot everything else. So we should also become like that. All our endeavors should be for Sri Krishna. Our eating and sleeping. Everything. Everything we go into is only for the exclusive pleasure of Sri Krishna. Therefore, first we should perform our bhakti in this way towards Sri Guru. All our endeavors should be for the happiness of Sri Guru. And when Guru sees our Guru, then he himself will place that service that we have towards him, he will place that on the feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, we should not endeavor in any way for material enjoyment. In the same way that unhappiness and misery come automatically, in the same way, material enjoyment like marriage and things like that will also come automatically. There is no need to endeavor for it at all. Therefore, Sri Guru Bhagavad Gita says, Jena Sena Patalena Mala Krishna Nasevya. Anyhow, any way, the mind should be absorbed into Krishna. In every single lifetime, we will get the chance for material enjoyment. As horse, steed, dogs, and camels, we have enjoyed all that. There is no need to endeavor for that at all. Because we never perform any activity for their own enjoyment. Even their bodily functions like applying makeup, combing their hair, eating, that is only for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna. And when Krishna went to the dwarka, then the gopis performed no activity like eating or placing makeup on. Therefore, we should also try to do like that. First towards Sri Gurudev, then towards Sri Padigarika.
Dekhiye, Raghunath Das Goswami.
Yes, sir. Raghunath Das Goswami.
Krishna Bhakti ke liye, Virat Aishwarya.
He, for Krishna Bhakti, he left unlimited opulences, wealth, and a wife as beautiful as the demigoddess. Not some old woman. Not some ugly woman. Not that her teeth were protruding out from her lips, mouth, not black. Very beautiful. Who is more beautiful than the apsaras, the damsels of the heavenly planet? What is that? Miss Universe. More beautiful than Miss Universe. And he left all these. How? How did he leave them? Thinking that this is a cause of trouble. Immediately he left. Never even remembered again. This is necessary. You have to understand these things. Even more than the mother is beloved your own wife. But he left it just like a blade of grass. What to speak about is Krishna himself is Vishaya Vigraha. He is the enjoyer. With the gopis, he is tasting the Rasa Leela and other pastimes. Especially with Srimati Radhika ji. His prem was very, very high. But for Jiva Shiksha, he incarnated as Sachinan Mahaprabhu, Gaudari Mahaprabhu, in very young age. Wife, young and beautiful like the demigoddess, he left her forever. Never he saw her face again. Remember all these things. Remember. It is not so easy to attain Bhagawan that you just click your fingers and he's attained. Bhagawan's Maya is also astonishing. People like Brahma, when he sees his daughter, also becomes develops lusty desires. Understand these things. His own daughter. She was very beautiful. When she saw that Brahmaji is becoming attracted to me, he took on the form of a deer. Brahma also took on the form of a deer. This is Maya. And started following. Maya is... You should understand Maya to be fire covered with a cloth. You understand? Inferno covered with cloth. Where if you will enter this, you will get burnt. Just like these small mosquitoes, they enter the fire and get burnt. Don't get burnt. Stay with Vaishnavas. Follow the instructions. Stay away from these things. Especially gambling, women. Bhagawan has made women to be very beautiful. You understand this to be his Maya. Try to save yourself from these. Think of it to be a well. Women also should think like this. Women also should think about men like this. Our elderly who are devotees, ladies, they understand these things. But the young girls do not understand these things. They should understand these things. Perform Bhagawan's bhajan. There is nothing in sex enjoyment. It's a blazing inferno. It will burn you, it will burn your bhakti also. Beware. That is why I have called you all here. Be very careful, stay here, perform Bhagavan's bhajan, and then progress on bhakti. After that, after this, the drama will be here.
Hare Krishna, today after 5:35, we have collected all the sons to the Gurudev. After the conclusion, they can come and offer to the Gurudev. Getting from that side, subject from this side, Hare Krishna. There are Bhagavan and Poet Diksha collection, Sara, after the Diksha Gurudev ke different season. Bhagavan ke paas jo Diksha kiya hai, wo log aakar ke Gurudev ko namaskar kare.
Giving some very, very wonderful instructions here. We should always remember the example of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. When he came to Krishna, what he gave up? He gave up so much opulence like Indra. He gave up a most attractive wife, like who was like a heavenly damsel. He did not give up some old black woman with no teeth. His wife was like Miss Universe and very, very devoted to him. But how he left her, thinking she is troubled, she is a burden, she is a difficulty. When he left her very happily, he never remembered her. The wife is more dear to the husband than even the mother and the father are. But when she, Krishna, he left her as if she was most insignificant. Krishna himself is inside the Graha, the embodiment of the ultimate enjoyer, the supreme enjoyer. And especially he enjoyed the association of Srimati Radhika, who has an excellent form of friends. But that beside the Graha, that supreme enjoyer, Sri Krishna, in order to teach the Jivas of this world the lesson, he came to this world in the form of a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to give the Jivas of this world
Sikhato Chi Krishna. He personally gave the example by giving up his very beautiful and devoted wife, Chi Vishnu Priya. He never saw her face again. We should always remember this personal example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not think there to get Bhagavan and Savitri just by clicking the fingers. We'll have to sacrifice by Bhagavan Swami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by their own personal example. How powerful is Maya? Even the guru of the universe, Lord Brahma, when he created a daughter, then he became attracted sexually towards her. When she saw my own father is approaching me, then she took the form of a deer and ran. And Brahmaji was so much influenced by Maya, he also took the form of a whale deer and ran behind her to catch her. Then we should understand the illusory quality is most bewildering and very powerful. She makes a very dangerous thing appear very sweet, like covering a fire by a fine cloth. If you touch it, you will be burned. Therefore, don't touch. We should always follow the order of the spiritual master and stay in the association of the Vaishnavas. They will save us, otherwise nobody can save you from this. Especially brahmacharis and sannyasis should understand the young woman is dressed with like a deep dark well covered by grass. And also women should understand that a man is also like that. Young women especially are very unfortunate because they have not understood that the association of man is death to themselves and death to one thing. All women can understand, but young women cannot understand. I have called them, they all should understand this very carefully. We should stay very carefully and perform our bhajan and achieve Sri Krishna.
Tomorrow morning 5 o'clock. Our group at 5 o'clock will go to Kalilvan, Kapilvan, Yavat, Vashivan, Karan Pahari, and these places it will go. English.
Our party will go Kapilvan, Kapilvan, Yavat, and Karan Pahari, so many places. So at 5, you should have a good.
Hare Krishna. So after 5:35, you will connect the Nikta Kutsha Gurudev, then you come with your Rahul Ralinja. So come to learn. Yara, who will you put a Nikta